This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm kind of, you know, looking at the numbers of millions. Now we're at hundreds of millions of dollars spent on this midterm election. And you're kind of looking at that as, you know, I'm trying to talk to patients about how to pay for medical care, health care, how to, you know, scrape up enough money to buy a $10 generic medication, and you see $108 million spent on just one single Senate race. Does that just tick you off? I'm so frustrated. I understand. I understand this importance of this midterm. And from a political standpoint, everybody politically is very excited about tonight. You know, very, very excited, okay? The rest of us are like, all right, what? How's this going to help? All right. Either way, are we going to see anything different? November 15th is coming around the bend. Right? How many more days till that? 9? 11? For us to try to get on Obamacare. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to log on November 15th. And I am scared to death of the premiums. Now, no matter what happens tonight, we are still going to be having that stress and still going to be freaking out over our health care in the next 11 days. And I'm not trying to be selfish. It's not about me. All right. Some of you guys got on Medicaid. I'm happy for you. I'm glad you did. All right. Hopefully you guys are taken care of. Hopefully you could find a doctor that will take care of you. And that's great. Okay. But a lot of us who are losing our insurance in 2 months or less than that. All right. We're like kind of freaked out. All right. I mean, I know we're really freaked out. So, you know, and then you see the kind of money spent just on a Senate race. The North Carolina Senate race right now between Democratic incumbent Kay Hagan and Republican Tom Tillis is one of the most expensive ever at more than $108 million just for that one race alone. All right. You're looking at, I think, Colorado. Oh, gosh. What did they spend there? I'm trying to see if I have that number. I don't. But you're hearing what these states have spent, and you're like, are you kidding me? I mean, this money could have gone to, I know, I sound like a broken record, could have gone to little clinics. I mean, $108 million. That could be, you could set up $1 million clinic. We're just talking about the North Carolina race. You could set up $1 million clinic in 108 different cities. And that $1 million clinic could last a long time if run correctly. And it was just spent on politics. Now, I understand we all probably felt a little bit of the benefit of that. Okay. With ad dollars, there's jobs. People have to work in advertising. People have to work in TV. People have to work in radio. So hopefully the North Carolina economy had a major boost from that. But it's all over. The money all flushed down the toilet depending on who wins. Alright, people are starting earlier. If you're in a swing state, you need to spend more. I looked at these TV ads, and they're getting fancier and fancier. I still don't watch them. I don't watch the TV ads for politics. I don't. Because I have something called DVR, or TiVo, and when I'm watching a television show, I fast forward. So I don't see the multi-$1,000 ad. I don't see it. But the money's being spent. And you take a look at this, and I don't know what the total, I don't think they racked up the total amount of money spent. But we could have very, very easily put this towards people who need it. And I really think we need to put up free clinics throughout the country while we're trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do with Obamacare. Because even if the Republicans take control tonight, we still are going to be stuck with Obamacare and all the damage that it brought forth. So, you could talk talking points and say, oh, we're going to repeal it, but that's not the help we need. We got to get insurance prices down. We have to find a place to go to if we don't have health insurance. And we need to bring health care costs down. And we need to increase access. And not by going to a socialized medicine type of scenario. So how do we do that? Well, no one's talking about that because it's all about, well, repeal Obamacare or keep Obamacare. That doesn't help. Apparently, their USA Today kind of wraps up a lot of what's been going on with this election. Okay? They say Alabama, one of the most boring Senate races. So you haven't missed much. Okay? All right? If you haven't really looked at what's been going on in Alabama, you aren't missing much. Okay? Alaska is going to be voting on marijuana. So that'll be interesting. I think a couple other states are voting on marijuana this time around. We have prohibition in Arkansas on the ballot. You guys heard about this? Apparently there are 37 dry counties currently in Arkansas that prohibit alcohol sales, according to USA Today. So there's a ballot initiative that would legalize the manufacture and sale of alcohol statewide. I had no idea. California, dealing with one of the state's worst droughts ever, has a new water bond that they're voting on that would provide $7 billion for water quality supply infrastructure improvement products in drought-ridden states. Now, I think that's a smart way to go. It just, my guess is a lot of that money is going to be flushed down the toilet. But, I mean, if they could really do something where they could work on the desalination, work on recycling, do that better. But, honestly, man can't do that much when it comes to a natural drought. Colorado is looking at legal rights for fertilized eggs. There's going to be a personhood amendment that would add fetuses to those protected by the state's Criminal and Wrongful Death Act. People are concerned it could ban abortions, but that's on the count, on there. Connecticut has a very, very tight race. Delaware looks okay for Democrats. Florida, I think they're also looking at medical marijuana. I have to double check. We have Jimmy Carter's grandson running for governor in Georgia. I know. I see, history repeats itself, doesn't it? We have, let me see, what else going on here? I don't know. There was also something really, really unique that I wasn't expecting. Anyway, let's hit some medical news because we got too much politics coming our way tonight. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Talk about today. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently a lot of you guys love your red wine, and they say red wine now is going to reverse a lot of the healthy benefits from exercise. So when you guys go to the gym, I'm going to need you to probably take a water bottle instead. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, this is interesting, there is an Ebola nasal spray that is supposed to be in the form of vaccine that is looking pretty effective. So for those of us that have really bad fall allergies, maybe we could use this as a nasal spray. No, but it's a vaccine, should be pretty promising. And then there's a post-Ebola syndrome where people that have Ebola, all right, they don't just walk out of a hospital and feel, are footloose and fancy free. They don't feel very good at all. So we'll talk about a post-Ebola syndrome. Never a bad idea. All right. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines and see what we have. Hello? Oh, no one there yet?
This is a question regarding cancer that I was diagnosed with. They found a large mass in my ovary, and they had to remove part of my omental. They couldn't remove the tumor because it was too large and left me with a colostomy for removing the small intestines. There were two numerous little teeny tiny tumors. And my question really is, the type of cancer that I have really fights chemotherapy. It seems to adapt to it. So I'm wondering if there's anything new that you can suggest. I'm even thinking of going to the Scripps Institute, if possible, to see what they have, or Loma Linda in California. So anyway, I'm curious to know. I'm not sure what the name of this type of cancer is,
but
I know it just doesn't work as well with chemo. It just fights it. It gets used to it, and that's what I'm fighting.
The cancer, I'm sorry you're going through that. I want to talk to you more, but there's a few things you brought up that I want to talk about. When cancer fights chemo, that's got to be one of the most frustrating things to be told as a patient, where it's resilient. You know, they just had a study out talking about how your diet may actually help you fight off some of that resilience that your cancer will have to the chemo. It's one of those things that's a double negative. You're like, well, don't you want to be resistant, you know, and resilient against the cancer? You want to be resilient against the cancer. You don't want your cancer being resilient against the chemo. So you want your chemo, you want your cancer being vulnerable. And it seems to confuse people when they see those headlines going, I don't understand. Amgen, I think, had a drug that they were just testing on this recalcitrant ovarian cancer, and it didn't pass all the trials, unfortunately. But I guess University of Arizona researchers talked about diet. And there was a study that they looked at, vegetable rich, where they find that people that are fighting ovarian cancer seem to do better having a vegetable vitamin rich. I don't think they want you to go and take vitamins, but more of a vegetable rich diet. But it's frustrating because we're talking about ovarian cancer, which is a very, very ominous, secretive, nasty type of cancer. Sloan Kettering has been known a lot for their cancer center skills. Their MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, I think Dana-Farber-Brigham also, John Hopkins. I'm trying to think. There's a lot of good cancer centers out there that I would recommend you go to and get evaluated, and email me at drdahlia.com so you can keep me posted on what's going on. I will also do research on my end. Once you get the name, I would really like to know the name of the or the stage of the ovarian cancer. I understand the stages because they had to take out the omentum. The omentum is that glossy, you know, if you've ever seen intestines and entrails kind of pulled out, all right, they're not just loose. There's a thin film, a kind of a lining, a sheet that has the blood vessels that feeds the blood vessels to the bowel. Because if the bowel gets cut off, you need another way for blood flow. You just can't have a very long blood vessel go along the lining of the intestine. So you have this fan, all right, in the mesentery, you have this fan of blood work that goes through that gets to the bowel. And unfortunately, with ovarian cancer, if it hits the colon or part of the intestine, they have to take part of it out. And then you need a colostomy bag. A colostomy bag, many of you have seen, it's where the stool comes out or the of the abdomen. And they have an area and a bag. And, you know, it's a very, very, disabling cancer to deal with, especially with all the surgical aftermath. But I would definitely check into MD Anderson and Sloan Kettering and Mayo Clinic and the other hospital you talk to and find out about their cancer. But email me if you can, drdahlia.com, at what type of cancer that is. In terms of the name, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. So they say West African Ebola survivors are now showing a new type of syndrome called post-Ebola syndrome. Apparently, many of them suffer vision loss, body aches, chest pain, headaches, fatigue, etc. And some of this vision loss is either like clouded vision, double vision, or a progressive vision loss. Apparently, Dr. Margaret Nanyanga says two of her patients went blind after having Ebola. Dr. William Schaffner, Schaffner, an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University, admitted that he's not very familiar with this now. He is not surprised because, you know, we are seeing something that we never thought we would see. People surviving Ebola, smiling, making jokes, being reunited with their pets, thank God, and then being visited by Obama and being able to give a hug to Obama. This is something that we never thought we would see with an Ebola patient, because Ebola, with the way it is and the way it gets diagnosed and unfortunately the speed at which it causes deterioration, you know, we don't, you know, it's very hard for the body to recoup if the organs are starting to liquefy, basically. And so, you know, when you see people able to walk out and say, I'm Ebola free and I feel great, and, you know, like, okay, great, they're Ebola free, they could go, and they can't, okay? Many of them are still suffering. So we're calling it post-Ebola syndrome. Now, where I get a little nervous is this quote-unquote Ebola-free diagnosis, okay? You know, how many people with hepatitis or HIV are able to say they're hepatitis-free, Ebola-free, or HIV-free or hepatitis-free? Ebola is not supposed to be like chickenpox, like shingles later, or it's supposed to go away. From what we understand, it's a type of virus that's supposed to go away after it does what it does. But what if there's a dormant state? What if there's a mutation of something dormant? And so when this post-Ebola syndrome that we're now naming, I hope they're watching, and I would like to know what the plan is on post-exposure or post-sickness testing. Are they going to check every 6 weeks, every 6 months, every year, and for how many years? It'd be interesting. All right. We'll keep you posted on that. But at least we have people survive. I mean, it's just not 100% yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, a nasal vaccine. Nasal vaccines are very, very interesting. We came up with the Fluvirin, nasal vaccine for flu that kids like because they don't have to get a shot for the flu shot. And it's a live inactivated virus. We're talking about the flu, the nasal flu vaccine. All right. It's not a killed virus like the regular flu shot is. And we're going to be talking more about flu shots later as we go into flu season. But the flu shot you get is the virus that's killed. And it's just the virus wall that will help incite an immune response. Yet the nasal spray flu shot is a live attenuated one. It's a virus that's weakened and weakened down to the point that it shouldn't cause flu, but it should cause an immune response. Well, they have a nasal spray right now that they think is going to be huge in terms of vaccine protection. We'll talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. Let's go back to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Amelia. We really need to just start a night shift, I think, on certain jobs. Like, I understand how the pool people and construction people and the gardeners, they need to work in the day, but the rest of us and some of these government agencies, maybe they should be open at night so we don't have to clog our days going to the DMV or trying to even, court and doctors and dentists. We could have a whole night shift of people out there, and then the roads wouldn't be so crowded all day, because I really think it's possible that this planet is getting too crowded or something. Let's not do those numbers. That's kind of a spooky thought. Thank you. Bye.
I wish I could talk to Amelia. You've called before, and you're definitely spunky. Having done the night shift as a doctor, it blew. I did not like the way I felt being a shift worker, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I had tweeted a few hours ago this study on shift work and how if you are a shift worker, it starts to mess with your cognition and your memory and all that. I do have to say, from a stress perspective, though, I can't stand coming to work after sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. I lived in L.A. and I went to school at UCLA for my senior year of medical school, and it was an hour commute. And L.A., you know, we give California a hard time a lot, you know, because of, you know, politics over there. But I got to tell you, Los Angeles, right, San Diegans, San Francisco, you guys are pretty resilient. You're pretty tough. You know, in fact, I noticed less traffic in New York. I had to drive into Manhattan, rush hour morning. I drove into Manhattan, and it was still way easier than an L.A. commute. And boy, is it frustrating. Today, right, I probably was stuck in traffic for maybe 30 minutes, and I mean, that's not bad for a city, but boy, does it get you all tense and riled up. I was in such a bad mood today. People cutting you off. What really gets me mad about traffic are the cheaters. So you're in line, and then somebody drives the shoulder or drives the truck lane or something. And, or I don't know, the bicycle, whatever. They do something illegal and they cheat. And then they pretend, oh, well, now I'm going to just kind of shift in. And then they go and they cut in front of a car. And then you see other people that will cheat as well. And then you're just sitting there and you're not moving because everybody's cheating and going in front of you. So then you feel like, well, do I have to cheat also? I don't want to cheat. So, that is frustrating. It would be nice from a pollution standpoint. Apparently, there was a study coming out that we need to get rid of all fossil fuels by the year 2100 to save the Earth. We'll look at that later. But, it is a thought. How do we kind of change the whole dynamics of, you know, breathing the crap and having less of a stressful commute? You know, shift workers living in Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And so I could get food anytime I want. I could get gas anytime I want. I was driving home from a shift, okay? I came home from an ER shift at 2 in the morning, coming in from Lake Havasu. I could stop anywhere, go to the bathroom, get something to eat, get some gas, rent a movie. I could do anything. The whole 24 hour, aren't some Walmarts 24 hours? I mean, way cool. And but people have to work that. And it's not healthy. As a doctor, I have to tell my patients, and I take care of a lot of shift workers here in Las Vegas, I have to tell them to stop doing shift work. They're tired. They're depressed. Many of them think they have dementia because they're losing their memory. And it's because they're not getting the right amount of sleep, and they're not up when they're supposed to. We even found that shift work puts you at risk for cancer. Well, this study, published in the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, looked at the long-term impact of people's cognitive abilities when they worked odd hours. Like, odd, not for us Las Vegans, but for everybody else, like an 11 to 7, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. That's considered odd everywhere else in the world. For us, it's considered prime, you know. There's some good tips during that time. Maybe 3, 4 in the morning, not as good. Although some people, they have drunk so much that they'll drop 20s pretty easily. But that's a whole nother. So for those who are kind of stuck with some of the shift work, you're like, Dahlia, don't say nothing. Many of you have said, I'm not changing my job because I make some of the best tips. More so than an 8 a.m. to a 4 p.m. You don't want that shift a lot of times in Vegas, unless, of course, you're getting paid no matter what. So anyway, this study looked at in France and the UK, followed employed and retired workers, all right? And they found that those ones that did shift work had impaired cognition, and it was worse for even those that did it longer. So for those who worked shift work for over 10 years, all right, they lost the intellectual abilities equivalent to having aged 6.5 years. So now they're saying your brain is aging more the more you do shift work, all right? But it was rapidly reversed once you switched to regular hours, okay? So what about the rotating hours? Well, that's even worse. Sometimes you do the night shift. Sometimes you do a lot of they're bored workers where they'll get called no matter who called in sick. They're the ones where sometimes they can work swing, graveyard, or days. And those impact you even more. They looked at 1,400 people that had worked shifts for at least 50 days of the year. They were 32, 42, 52, and 62 years old, all at the time of the first set of tests. Just under 2,000 people were assessed at all the points, and a fifth of those, all right, had like been going through the morning, afternoon, and nights, and their circadian rhythms that they found were off. And their circadian rhythm, which is your 24-hour cycle that kind of brings about your whole, allows you to repair yourself in the body, hormone releases, body temperatures, etc. They obviously found that to be an issue. They also found vitamin D deficiency as well, because many people that were shift workers were asleep during the day and not out. Now, just in a nutshell, what I would suggest is, keep your job. Obviously, you need to work. But for those of you that are feeling like crap and you're on antidepressants and you're trying to take B12 shots or testosterone supplements or energy drinks, something to get you through, I would strongly urge you to then maybe talk to your doctor and maybe just see what happens if you could switch your shift and if that'll solve a lot of your problems. Because I'm tired of medicating people for something environmental. I like to only medicate people if it's something genetic and something that is, that you can't change. But if you could change your environment, I would love to get you off your antidepressants and your energy pills and your Provigil and your ADD medicines and all that. They say accidents tend to happen late in the night or early morning. And they blame it on shift work. I didn't know they blamed the Chernobyl disaster on shift work and the Three Mile Island disaster in 1979 on shift work. That's interesting. Huh. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of people in radio, right, they got to be there for morning commute, 5 a.m., so they start their day at 3. Radio people have some of the worst sleep habits. Luckily for me, I don't go on air till 9 a.m., so I get to get some decent amount of sleep. It's awesome. Until my network realizes, you know what, we could probably put a better show on this time slot. But right now, I am so thankful. So thankful. So please, please, please like the show so I don't have to switch gears. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of memory, we're going to be talking about anesthesia after surgery. Can that cause memory loss and for how long? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-9199. 3254. This is an interesting email. You know, as we're talking about anesthesia, I got this email a while back. Greg writes, do I have to have anesthesia? I'm scheduled for a stomach scope next month, and I refuse to take the Michael Jackson drug. You talking about propofol? That's also what was given to Joan Rivers. Propofol was given to me when I had my scope. Can I refuse? How painful is a scope if it's going in your stomach? Here's the thing. I believe some doctors will allow you to refuse anesthesia, but it depends on the type of procedure. Okay? For example, my son cut off part of his finger. And the ER doc was able to sew it back up. We had done a digital block, so his finger was numb. It was sewed back up. But apparently, there's some issues with the nail bed. And I'm like, well, my baby's a good boy. Just, you know, numb up the finger again. And, you know, and the doctor's like, no, we're going to have to put him under. And I'm like, but why? You know, because I just don't want him to move or freak out, et cetera. And I understood, you know, he was a kid. He was a young kid. So, you know, I didn't make that big a deal with it because the first way it was done wasn't done right to begin with anyway. So I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to do right, you're going to heal the finger and save it, you know, from infection going to the bone and him getting osteomyelitis and, God forbid, do what you have to. And so sometimes you'll see optional surgeries where, you know, and I know you're only talking about propofol, but we're talking about, you know, major intubation, general anesthesia. You know, sometimes it's done for the ease of the surgeon. Okay? He can't take a chance that you're going to talk. You're going to be asking him questions. You know, maybe doctors work better when it's quiet. You know, I mean, me, I like to talk to people, you know, and I like to joke around, et cetera. You know, when I do in-office procedures, it's great. I talk, they talk to me, because I don't like silence. I'm like, talk to me. And let's keep talking. Blah, 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 blah. Don't talk about everything, okay? Sometimes too much stuff. But it could be also very distracting. And when you're doing surgery, and you're life-threatening surgery, all right, you know, you need the patient out. And there's also, if you're going into deeper type of organs, you know, like taking out gallbladders, appendix, you have smooth muscle that contracts, and that stuff hurts. So, no, you know, even though, yeah, on Lost, I guess they took out the guy's appendix, and even though people have had surgery, look at Civil War days where you would just drink some alcohol or bite a piece of wood, they really wouldn't bite a bullet. The bullets were too small. These mini balls were too small for that. But they would bite a piece of wood, all right, clamp down on that because it was so painful. We just don't do that anymore. We can't have you writhing and moving and all that. I mean, thank God for our military medics being able to do what they could do. But now we're talking about an upper endoscopy. And for that upper endoscopy, where they put a scope and have you swallow it and it goes through your stomach, you have the option, and many times not an option, they want to give you propofol. And propofol is a sedating agent that will allow them to go through and you not spasm, wake up, cough, be in pain. I've seen these upper endoscopies done without that, and the patient's moving too much because the patient's coughing and gagging and all that. And it's very, very uncomfortable. It may not be the most horrible pain, but it is so uncomfortable that the doctor can't do what he needs to get done. So I would probably have that discussion. One of you also years ago said, let me just take a couple Percocet and some Valium. I'll just kind of let you know, because once something like that happens, remember, your body has to go into survival mode. If something foreign is touching something on the inside that's not supposed to be there, you're going to spasm. You're going to reflux. You're going to try to reject it because that's a survival mechanism. It doesn't matter how tired you are, all right? Which is why we use these anesthetic agents to make sure that you're, you know, so I don't know if many doctors still do this without anesthesia anymore. You could talk to them. But listen, what happened with Michael Jackson and Joan Rivers, those were isolated cases. And it wasn't just the, you know, you getting a medication and dying from that. There were other things going on. And my suggestion for any of you getting any sort of surgical procedure, whether it's a minor surgical procedure, day surgery, general anesthesia, whatever, is make sure you get your heart checked. Know your cardiac status, know your pulmonary status, make sure you're healthy for anything. If you have an abnormal rhythm that can go in and out of, I don't know, asystole, and you're that vulnerable from a cardiac standpoint, then you should really be seeing a heart doctor before you get propofol and you're put under for anything. You know, we don't generally ask for clearance for colonoscopies like we do with, you know, or upper endoscopies like we do with anesthesia. But if you're worried about propofol and you're worried about the way you breathe and your heart and all that, then go and get a stress test. Have a cardiologist take a peek at you. Have a good physical done by your regular doctor and go from there. But, you know, having had propofol a few times for my colonoscopies, I can tell you and assure you I feel pretty safe. Now, let's look at this memory loss. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Great question, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Keep them coming. They say people who are put under general anesthesia may have memory and cognitive deficits for days or weeks after surgery. Now, there is a study in mice that shows there's a way to reverse the ill effects of anesthesia on your memory. So scientists gave mice a common anesthetic, and the drug caused the memory impairments that they expected up to about a week. When they gave the mice another drug, the memory effects were reversed. So they want a couple things. Number one is doctors telling people, look, your memory could be off a few days, a week or two after the surgery. Okay? The medicine should eliminate quickly your anesthetic, like propofol, very short half-life. These drugs are supposed to eliminate and metabolize by eliminate, meaning your liver, your kidneys, the breakdown of the medication, it's not long-lasting. So these things are supposed to break down pretty easily. That's why many of us can walk out of a surgical center, because we're done. Yeah, we may feel a little wobbly. Well, they don't let us walk out. They roll us out, you know, because of liability. And then once we get to the sidewalk, it's like, jing, you know, you go out, but you can walk for the most part. A lot of us can walk, thank God. But just because the drugs have eliminated in your system and been metabolized, the memories may not. And the memories may take a while to come back. It's called anesthesia amnesia. That would be a real cool rock band name, right? Anesthesia amnesia. 37% of young adults and 41% of elderly patients will have this. 6% of young adults as well. Problems can persist even up to 3 months later. Now, so what happened is the researchers gave mice an anesthetic called etomidate. This kind of works on the GABA receptors, etc. When the anesthesia wore off, the doctors tested the memory, and they found it was like a little red sports car test or whatever. All right, so the mice were put in an enclosure with a couple different objects the animals could explore. Then they put the mice in an environment where the two objects were familiar and the other one was new, and the mice remembered the familiar object. That's what they could tell. All right. And they saw that it took them longer right after the anesthesia. So then what they did is gave them an electric shock in the past. All right. Because they didn't want them to, I guess in the past they did that. But what they did is they gave a drug this time that would block the receptors targeted by the anesthetic. So it would be like a antagonist to the anesthesia. Then the animals acted like they never received the first anesthetic drug to begin with, which means post-surgery, we may be able to get a medication that we could take to help get our memories back. Now, when I've had surgery, I'm usually home, so I don't care. And my husband doesn't really have me make any decisions, you know, post-surgery. You know, he's like, you know what, I'll handle it. He loves it. He loves it, you know, because he gets to be the man of the house, right? You know, because I have to shut up. But then as soon as my memory comes back, whoa, Nelly. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Oh,
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.